and welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. Today, I want to talk about teaching your children about entrepreneurship. You know, it's very funny, but we don't teach any financial literacy in schools. We grow up and are taught to fit into the system, to become great employees, to do what you're told, and don't stand out too much. So it's interesting because that's the way schools have sort of programmed us, which, you know, was great back when schools were, you know, invented to create factory workers that are going to toe the line. But it's not the way it is today. And your children are very different from when you were a child. And so when I talk about entrepreneurship, I think about what you want to teach your children is thinking outside the box. How can they share some part of themselves and make some money at it? How can they use their skills? How can they hone their skills? How can they learn about how money and the world works? A lemonade stand is a perfect example. How many of us had lemonade stands? Did anybody ever teach you that what you want to think about is how much the lemonade costs and how much you're going to charge for it and think about how valuable your time is and all those little aspects that you want to take into account? Because how many times do we just make lemonade and sell it and think, yay, I can make some money by doing this? And how many grew up not understanding the concepts to be able to become entrepreneurs and be successful at it? And how many just thought we could just sell things without thinking of their value and expecting to get paid for our value? And therefore, we undercharge things. We have trouble charging people for things that are of value. There's so many different aspects of that. And so when I talk about teaching your child about entrepreneurship, teach your child about how finances work, and not from a place of, do you know how much money I spent on these groceries? Eat your dinner. That's not going to help a child learn about money and value of things. But if you can start talking at the dinner table about, you know, having a lemonade stand or a paper route or route, depending on where you live. And so thinking about what your time is valued at, what can you do with the money that you make with a paper route, and how valuable is it to you? If your child is somebody who needs their sleep, getting up at 5 o'clock every morning to do a paper route and then not being alert in school is not worth it. But maybe they can find something to do after school, find a paper route that delivers after school rather than first thing in the morning. Like honoring where your child is, who they are, and what's best for them. And knowing that they don't have to compromise, they can find a way that works. That's going to be a challenge for you as parents, because we have been taught you have to suck it up, you have to, you know, get used to it. You have to work at a job you don't like in order to be paid. We don't want to be teaching our children that that's the way it is, because that's not the way it is. It's only the way it is if we believe that. And then do we really want our child working at a job they can't stand because they think they're supposed to? Or would you rather have them creating something of their own? So that's why I'm talking about entrepreneurship. Teach them thinking outside the box and how they can honor themselves and still create what they want for themselves. How to be creative, how to be independent. And one of the ways that I wanted to share with you is a brilliant way is using a network marketing company to do your build with your family. So find one and find the company together that really that touches you, that fits in with who you are and what you're all about, what's important to you, something that you can stand behind and still be in your integrity, and discussing that as a family of, okay, what do you think about this? And is this something that we can share with other people because we really like it? Don't just do it for the sake of doing it because you won't be successful at it. And then learn together. So use the, I mean, one thing about network marketing that is brilliant is that it's a learning mechanism. It's a personal development program. We joke about it in the one I've chosen as a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. So you actually get paid while you're learning. So make sure the company that you choose has a really good support system, good teaching system, good way that you can all work together on learning more on how to build your business and build it as a family. So you're all learning together. There's so many positives to this, I can't even count. For one, you're teaching your child about financial literacy, about business, about being independent, about being their own entrepreneur, having that their own business. You're learning, they're learning that you're all equals. You're all learning at the same pace. Parents don't know more than kids. You're all learning together. And everybody brings something new to the table. Your child has a really open mind to things that are possible, whereas we may be shut down in that area. So listen to them. Don't try to teach them, but listen to what they bring to the table, because then they learn they have value. What they have to share is important. And build that business together. You know, it doesn't have to be your primary income until it is, but the whole process is teaching your child all about money, about independence, about creativity, thinking outside the box, and doing it as a family pulls you together. I have a checklist that I can send you. So just email me, marilyn@marilynforman.com, if you're interested in having this checklist. It's a really good way to look at a company objectively and look for the different aspects that are really important in network marketing companies to look for. And it will help you to just have with you as you explore different businesses and see, well, does it have this? Does it have that? Well, it doesn't have that. Is that important to us? Yes, no. But it's a really helpful tool. I highly recommend that you do something entrepreneurial with your child or as a family. And it's very rewarding. It teaches them so much. It teaches you so much. And you're building something as a family. And network marketing is, you know, the one that costs less to invest in and have more fun with. And you also have a lot of training, a lot of help, a lot of support, depending on the company. So that's my recommendation. It would be priceless for all of you as a family and as individuals to do something like that together. I hope this has been helpful. I love inspiring parents in whatever way I can. So you take care. Email me if you'd like that checklist, marilyn@marilynforman.com. I hope it'll be really helpful to you to do something with your child. And I'd love to hear how it goes, what your child brings to it, what insights they have, anything like that would be lovely to hear from. You take care, have a fabulous day, and happy parenting.